It's now time for our Centralia locker room chat. It's week number two of high school football. Roger Holthouse is joining us, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Community Healthcare System. Panthers off to a good start here in 2024. Coach, another classic game between you and Valley Heights, a two-point affair last year. This year it also comes down to the wire, but you guys hold on once again, this time on the road, 20-14. Just a few overall just thoughts and takeaways from that week one win.
There was a lot of mistakes. Both teams made a lot of mistakes. But, as far as our team goes, I thought we did some good things at times, especially early, and had some drives going. Then we had a little miscommunication in the line, and kids pushed through, and we lose 5 or 6. Some of that's just young kids up there. But overall, I thought the kids played well, and I was really impressed when we got down 14-12 to start the fourth. That our kids got defense stopped, and then they went down and scored, and we got the ball back about 5 minutes ran the clock out. So I was very, very pleased with that part of the game.
Yeah, certainly the late game execution, and especially in a game in that was week one, certainly got to be a positive sign moving forward. Jacob Flinty had a big night for you, and talk about his play a little bit.
I think Jake he did what I think seniors should do, especially on our last drive to run the clock out. He told me he wanted the football, and so he didn't get the football. So he took it, and he ran. He ran hard. Just kind of put the team on his back, and he made plays and got us to move the chains, and the clock keep running down, and we ended up kneeling it on the 2-yard line. So I thought he played a great, great running the football wise, and throwing at times. We need to work on that a little bit, but that just comes with more games we play, more experience as we play, keep going throughout the season.
Centralia off to a 1-0 start here after a 20-14 win over Valley Heights. You look at the improvement from week one to week two. Some coaches will say that's where you see maybe the biggest improvement. One, do you agree with that? And two, what are you really trying to hone in on and focus on, you know, throughout the course of practice heading into week two?
I do agree with that, Brandon. I think you do have a lot of growth from 1 to 2. I think you find what your team is about in week one, and then you build off that. You take the positives and you build off that and correct the mistakes you made. I think right now we just got to get some stuff straightened up on the offensive line. Some just miscommunications up there we're working on. Defensively, I thought we played well throughout the whole game. Gave up one big play that we missed a couple tackles on, but we got to continue to improve on that, Brandon, and just try to get a little bit better each and every week.
Centralia with somewhat of an unfamiliar opponent coming up for week two on Friday night. We'll talk about it after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We continue our conversation with Centralia football coach, that is Roger Holthouse, and of course brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Community Healthcare System. The Panthers, big win last week in week one over Valley Heights, 20-14. Now they get set for a road trip and maybe some, for most people, an unfamiliar opponent. Mid Buchanan, coach, out of Missouri. What can you tell us about them?
I believe they're well coached. I just watched them on film. They're going to spread you out, and then they're going to run the football. They got two great quarterbacks. He's a great back, and they got a running back / slot back. He's a tough runner. They fly around. Got some little team speed, at least it looked like on film on their turf. And it'd be a great great experience for us on the road. And to see kind of where we stand. It gets a little different. You know, Valley Heights double tight. This one here is going to be. Had to spread sideline to sideline. So just another opportunity maybe to get a little bit better and try to get ourselves a little bit better as we move forward.
Well, let's talk about how a game like that gets scheduled. Is it a scenario where a team, you know, backs out from an originally planned game? How does a game like this with a team like this get scheduled?
Well, when we walked out of the meet, line of when we scheduled, did our schedule last fall, that we had week two open, so all we did was went to the internet, and we seen this team Ben Buchanan, and called their AD, and they was actually probably going to head to Ohio, so they thought this was a better fit to go to Ohio.
Yeah, so, I'd say so.
They jumped on it, and we'll see what happens. So that's how it happened, but it's kind of, I guess, a very fortunate for us anyway. We got to at least play a game this week.
Right. What's it going to take to get a win, and how challenging is it? You mentioned, you know, the double tight set with Valley Heights, and then you go to a team like Mid-Buchanan that's going to spread it out. How challenging is it when you got limited time to prepare, when you go from one team to the next, and it's like completely different styles?
Well, I think watching film. Brandon is a big thing. Kids got to watch film. Coach got to watch film. We got to watch it. You're going to see it throughout the year. You're going to face a team that's double tight. Next week you might face somebody that is spread. So I think it's good early in the season to be able to do that, be able to adjust from one type of offense to another type of offense defensively. So I think it benefits us, and we'll see what happens.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys. What's it going to take to get a win here in week two?
I think big thing, Brandon, number one, is we got open field tackle because they get in space. They want you in space. And so we got to be very, very good at open field tackling. And I think we have to sustain drives. So that means our offensive line is going to block, or not just our line, or everyone's going to block. So we got to block. We got to look in blocks. We got to lock on the blocks. And then we got to run the football hard and try to shorten the game down so we limit their possessions. And if we can do that, we got a chance to win in a football game.
There it is. Centralia football coach Roger Holthouse joining us again, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Community Healthcare System. Panthers 1-0, and now going to Mid-Buchanan out of Missouri in week number two, a non-league tilt. See what they can do with that one on Friday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. A few minutes each and every week, and good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you.